With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Though it's fair to say that Hollywood couldn't even begin to match the sheer WTF moment that was real life in 2020, the year's slate of cinematic offerings nevertheless delivered their own share of things to be baffled by. No matter what the genre or whether you saw it on big screen or small, these are the definingly oddball, creepy, riotous, and gnarly scenes that got everyone talking and won't leave our memories for the foreseeable future. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are the 10 most WTF movie moments of 2020. 10. The controversial sound mixing. Tenet. Ever since The Dark Knight Rises, Christopher Nolan's movies have been noted for their unconventional sound mixes, where dialogue clarity is far from Nolan's focal concern, leading to considerable audience frustration. This reached its apex in Nolan's new film Tenet, where the director intentionally drowned much of the dialogue out by boosting the environmental sound effects and also the booming musical score. Given the film's narrative complexity, it ensured many audience members were left more irritated than thrilled, desperately trying to make sense of the scarcely audible exposition dumps, with key dialogue often simply mumbled underneath gas masks. Nolan defended the sound mix following public outcry, noting that he prefers his movies to sound impressionistic above all else. Yet, for anyone trying to make sense of the director's heady action film, the soupy sound mix made it far more of a chore than anyone expected. 9. Al Capone craps himself. Twice. Capone. Josh Trank's Al Capone biopic may not have been a particularly good movie, but you certainly can't call it just another generic middle-of-the-road piece of historical fiction. The film is destined to be remembered for Tom Hardy's go-for-broke performance, which focuses intently on Capone's physical degradation in later life, due to suffering with untreated neurosyphilis. In two separate scenes, we're treated to the mobster defecating himself. First off, his wife May discovers that he's soiled himself in bed, and more infamously, an entirely conscious Capone craps himself later while being hounded by a group of FBI agents at his home. Viewers remain divided on whether the scene's unintentional comedy undermines its dramatic intent, but it's nothing if not unforgettable. 8. The entire movie. Songbird. This past March, literally the month where the COVID-19 pandemic sent large swathes of the globe into lockdown, writers Adam Mason and Simon Boyes conceived a speculative pandemic thriller, Songbird, which would take place in 2024, where the virus had mutated into the deadlier COVID-23. The Michael Bay-produced thriller recently hit VOD services, and to the surprise of few, it is a deeply questionable slice of quasi-exploitation taking thorough advantage of the current moment. Though impressively produced for a mere $2.5 million budget and starring a stacked cast, it's ultimately tough to look past the film's irresponsible politics. In Songbird, the government's sanitation department effectively becomes an authoritarian force, committed to placing infective persons in concentration camps and flat-out murdering anyone who breaks lockdown rules. Considering that many Americans still don't believe the pandemic is real, or that they should have to wear masks, it feels perhaps misguided to release such a piece of media, especially as the pandemic is far from over. 7. Lenora's Suicide. The Devil All the Time. You'd struggle to find a more depressing film released in 2020 than Antonio Campos's superbly seedy Netflix thriller, The Devil All the Time. Focused on the experiences of a young man, Arvin Russell, in the backwater town of Knockemstiff, Ohio. Arvin finds himself set on a revenge quest when, at the end of the film's second act, his sister Lenora hangs herself in the family barn after getting pregnant by paedophile Reverend Teagarden. As if this isn't grim enough, Lenora even appears to have last-minute doubts about her act. though before she's able to remove the noose, she slips off the bucket and dies anyway. At least Teagarden is murdered later on, but still, damn. 6. Chloe isn't Diane's daughter. Run. Run is a brilliantly crafted Hitchcockian thriller about a pathologically overprotective mother, Diane, who the audience is led to believe has been gaslighting her daughter Chloe into believing she was ill since she was young, even poisoning her to keep her infirm. And while this is in fact revealed to be true during the film, there's an added, even more effed up extra twist, that Chloe isn't Diane's daughter at all. In fact, the real Chloe died 2 hours after her birth, and a distraught Diane stole another mother's child from the hospital, raising her as her own and creating a series of health problems to ensure Chloe never left her. Diane ends up getting her comeuppance in the end, left bedridden in prison and poisoned by a vengeful Chloe, but there's no getting all those lost years back. 5. Nicolas Cage wears a paper hat. Jiu-jitsu. Though Nicolas Cage has taken some fascinating forays into left-field territory in recent years, with films like Mandy or Color Out of Space, his latest direct-to-VOD release sadly isn't quite so interesting. A lo-fi, sci-fi action film following a team of jiu-jitsu fighters as they combine their forces to battle a predator-esque alien invader, Jiu-jitsu casts Cage in the supporting role of Wily, a washed-up martial arts master whose habits include, making hats out of newspaper and wearing them. Despite most of the film being disappointingly low on crazy Nick Cage shenanigans, this single scene at least rouses a few perverse laughs, even if it's nowhere near enough to make this painfully cheap genre flick worth watching. 4. Directed by Robert Zemeckis. I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Charlie Kaufman's Netflix dark comedy I'm Thinking of Ending Things is jam-packed with WTF moments, but none that prove quite as head-scratchingly hilarious as that deliciously meta-gag involving filmmaker Robert Zemeckis. In the film, a janitor is seen watching a terrible rom-com movie which concludes with the typically rapturous, over-the-top romantic reconciliation, before an end-credit title appears, directed by Robert Zemeckis. As Kaufman himself has made clear, the gag is fun both because it's totally unexpected and because it's easy to imagine Zemeckis making a film like this. And for anyone interested, Kaufman did actually contact Zemeckis to ask permission before using the credit. 3. Meryl Streep randomly dies. Let them all talk. Steven Soderbergh's new HBO drama, Let Them All Talk, is a mostly frothy film which casts Meryl Streep as Alice, an acclaimed author who ventures on a cruise with her nephew and her college friends, in order to receive a literary award and also attempt to reconnect with her pals. What seems like a relatively light comedy for the most part takes a major tonal left turn in the final 10 or so minutes, when it's revealed that Alice has died in her sleep due to a case of deep vein thrombosis, which was likely aggravated by taking the cruise as her doctors advised against it. It's a completely unexpected, scarcely foreshadowed moment, albeit one which ends the film on an impressively, powerfully poignant note. 2. Emily's Death, The Invisible Man. The Invisible Man was one of 2020's big surprises, an intelligent, timely retelling of the classic tale topped by a sublime performance from Elizabeth Moss. And easily the film's most shocking scene occurs when Cecilia learns that her abusive ex Adrian has indeed been using an optical suit to interfere with her life invisibly. She then meets with her sister, Emily, at a restaurant to discuss her discovery, at which point the invisible figure suddenly slits Emily's throat with a knife and forces the blade into Cecilia's hand, framing her for murder. Sure, the scene itself invites some logical nitpicking, namely the sure presence of surveillance cameras in the restaurant, in the moment it's extremely effective, coming totally out of nowhere and immediately one-upping the stakes. 1. Borat was COVID-19's patient zero. Borat's subsequent movie film. Picking just one WTF moment from the surprise Borat sequel isn't easy, especially considering that it features that scene with Rudy Giuliani, not to mention an insane cameo from Tom Hanks as himself. But the film's most mind-boggling moment must surely be its climactic, Usual Suspect-esque twist ending, where it's revealed that Borat was unknowingly patient zero for COVID-19, having been infected with the virus by the Kazakh government in revenge for making the country a laughingstock in the first film. Borat is then sent around the world, where he coughs in Wuhan, kickstarting the pandemic, before travelling to Australia and getting Tom Hanks sick. Now, sure, there have been better movies in 2020, but none that truly felt like they had their finger on the world's pulse, quite like this one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.